guys. Thanks for joining us. This on between sessions, sorry.
Yes. We are two brown chicks changing the face of therapy.
Come on.
Both sides of the couch.
Girl, y'all better have a slogan. Girl. I love when people hear that for the first time. Y'all are hilarious. So today, yes. We are joined. I can't.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to be a hoe. We are joined today by J. Pierre.
Yes.
The woman. Yes. No, J. Pierre Raven of The Woman's Earth.
Yes.
To talk about self-love.
One of my favorite topics.
You are the self-love ambassador.
Yes,
you are.
We have.
I like to call her the force.
The force. You have a lot going on surrounding self-love, self-care, taking care of yourself. Feminism, all that fun stuff. So we're going to get into that today.
Okay.
So do we have anything before that we need to talk about?
It's mental health awareness.
It is mental health awareness.
That's why I'm wearing my green.
Yes. Melanated health. Yes.
And awesome. We are going to be talking about, as we always do, mental health all month, highlighting that we're part of this really awesome podcast takeover with several of our colleagues, where we are going to be highlighting podcasts that are talking about mental health in Black communities. And so that's something we're real excited about.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So when we get to the resource part, we'll have to share like one or two of those podcasts.
Yeah.
So thank you. Support mental health. Check out everything that's going on social media surrounding mental health and support podcasts or any other resources that are there to reduce that stigma, because that is the goal. That is the goal.
Talking about it. Yes.
All right. So we're going to start with the basic question, Miss J. What is self-love?
Self-love to me is a healthy relationship with yourself. So being compassionate with yourself, being aware of your desires and appreciating your desires, and being about the business of learning who you are and appreciating your ever-growing self, right? And positive self-talk, whether it be through affirmation or just making sure the people in your space are feeding a healthy relationship with yourself.
Right.
So self-love is, for me, is a healthy relationship with yourself. And what that looks like in appreciating who you are.
Right. And I love that, because you are such a, you know, and I tell you this all the time, because I get to be, you know her offline as well.
She see all the crazy.
But all the greatness and the way that you model it. And so can you tell them a little bit about how this sort of push to really encourage other people with their self-love, like how that became, you know, the Woman's Earth and what you do there, you know, as part of that?
Well, you know, it's really from my own healing journey, you know. So I remember getting to a point in my life where I really didn't know who I was because I identified myself based on the relationships that I had, relationships with others and relationships with my career. So it was a time when people would ask me, what were you doing in such and such a year? I would have to think about who I was dating or where I was working or both.
Wow.
And that really spoke a lot to my relationship with myself or the lack thereof. And so I really wanted to understand who I was. And then when those relationships don't pan out,
right?
When that job doesn't pan out,
right?
When that romantic relationship doesn't pan out, then if that's my only validity of who I am, then I'm not panning out.
Right.
And so it got to a point where those two very important things weren't panning out in my life. And I had to really regroup and understand, well, who am I outside of that relationship? The most important relationship I could ever have is the one with myself. And so that's kind of where, before we started using the terms self-love and self-care, as much as we're using them now, which I absolutely love, that's what I was doing. I was on this journey of learning who I was and appreciating who I was and developing an intimacy with myself and nurturing that intimacy through self-care.
Right.
That's so powerful, you know, just what you said, you know, really coming to the point where you understood that you were kind of basing who you were off of others.
Yeah.
You know, Ebony and I talk about that all the time. It's kind of like, who are you independent of all your relationships?
Right. So can you explain the difference between self-care and self-love?
I feel self-love, like I said before, is the relationship with yourself, a healthy one, right? And your identification of yourself. I feel like self-care is the nurturing of that relationship, or self-love in action, right?
Self-love in action.
So what are you doing to nurture that? And that's going to look different.
Right.
You know, depending upon where you are in life, where you are that day, where you are that moment. Self-care can look like just getting up out of the bed and walking out of the house.
Right.
To going to Tobago.
You know,
like it varies, you know, depending upon what your needs are. But I definitely feel like self-care is the act of self-love. Or nurturing that relationship with yourself.
Love it.
Right.
Yes.
So one is about the relationship. The other one is how you show.
That's right.
That love.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so for you, you added those things into your brand based on just your life experiences and wanting to share that with others.
Yeah. I mean, I think it really happened organically, right? I mean, I've always wanted to work with women. That's always been a desire of mine. And of course, empowering women is, I don't want to say it's a trend, but it's a thing now, and I love it.
It's a good trend to
have. Right. And so it was just inevitable that as I'm going on my own journey, that I'm learning who I am, developing my own intimate self, and then nurturing that relationship, that I wanted the same thing for other women.
Sure.
And so that just became the narrative of the Woman's Earth. You know, this is a space, whether it's here at the studio or somewhere else, where you can come and do that, whatever that is and whatever you need.
Right.
And so it just kind of happened that way. And now we have names for it.
Right.
So that's good.
Right. Yes.
You got to have a point of reference to help people.
To help people understand what the goal is and what the point is. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. So what do you think is the hardest thing for women? What is the biggest block in trying to practice self-care?
I think it's, with this conversation being normalized,
right,
some women I feel are like, well, damn, what is it? You know what I mean? Like, how do I even do that? Or I'm not at that level yet. You know what I mean? And so it's like, wait. This is a customized thing for you.
Right.
This is all about meeting your individual needs. And so I think the hardest thing is understanding what it is, you know, and how, and is that for me? And it's like, yes, that is for you.
Right.
And then also reconditioning our minds, because as women, and we talk about this a lot, you know, we grew up feeling like everything comes before us and then we're left in the end. And us doing for everyone else and being burnt out is like a part of you being the woman.
Right.
And so it's kind of reconditioning that to say, no, we want you to go forth feeling replenished, renewed. And yeah, sometimes you're going to have to leave that. Sometimes you're going to have to separate and create boundaries, even in your own household, so that you can go forth with a full cup. So I think the challenges that I've heard with women that I've worked with and in my own personal challenges are reconditioning my mind to saying that I am worthy and I'm worth it. What is it? You know, what is self-care? What does that look like? You know,
Is it just bubble baths?
Am I doing it right? You know, and then time. That's that comes up all the time. I don't have time. You know, I don't have time. And that also goes to defining what that is for you. Because again, self-care could just be like, I'm just going to take an extra 5 minutes to lay in this bed before I start my day, you know, or I'm going to ask, you know, my partner to deal with the kids for just 10 more minutes, you know, to taking a full out excursion with your girls. I mean, it depends on what you realistically have, you know, the bandwidth to do and what your needs are. And many of us just don't know how to assess our needs.
Exactly.
You know, and that's where therapy comes in.
Yes.
And your self-care practice isn't going to look like everyone else's
self-care practice.
Yeah, it's very individual, like you said.
Yeah, I kind of think of self-care as like our wombs, right? Our wombs are all so different. They've had different experiences. They've been through different things. They require different things. And so therefore your self-care is going to require different things.
Absolutely.
It's going to look different. And sometimes your womb's going to need this 1 month and your womb's going to need that the next month.
Right.
Same thing with self-care.
Yes.
You know, but I think the important thing is assessing your individual needs, you know, and understanding what your options are too.
Well, and I like that you're also highlighting that it's not always glamorous. Mm-hmm. It's not always, you know, the excursions with the girlfriend. Sometimes it's also setting limits, because that's what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Also is I can't tend to the children right now.
Yeah.
You know, advocating for yourself and setting those limits for yourself, mm-hmm. and setting limits with others, that I think sometimes that aspect isn't always talked about.
Right.
It's not always glamorous. It's not always pretty. Sometimes it is just, you know, I got here today.
That's right. That's right. I woke up, I put my clothes on, and I went to my destination.
Right. You know.
You did it.
Yeah.
You know. And that self-love, that self-compassion of like, and that's okay. Because that's what I can do today.
Right. Right. And not having any certain expectations of yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people think that when you start this journey of self-love, self-care, it has to be this huge thing. And
right.
you have to start where you are with the time and the resources that you have. And like we kind of reiterated the last time, it's not always about relaxing you.
Right.
It's about doing what's best for you.
Right. That's right.
And those are two different things.
I like that.
Sometimes it's balancing your budget.
Exactly.
Oh. Okay.
Exactly.
Getting your coin together. Yeah.
Making sure your house is clean so when you come home, you can breathe and not be anxious. And yes, it's so many things that people mm-hmm. don't even think of as self-care. That's why we kind of did that podcast that one time, because mm-hmm. we talk about it a lot. And like mm-hmm. you said, people are like, but what is it exactly?
Right.
Yeah. Like, can you give me some exact things that is self-care, or tell me why I need it? Or, you know, it's mm-hmm. just like, I hear this all the time, but mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what it means. And so it's important to clarify that for people, especially when they're in the beginning of just figuring out, like, oh, I have to take care of myself. I didn't know that.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yes.
And I just ask the question, what do you need?
Right.
What do you need right now? You know, mm-hmm. it doesn't have to be this long, drawn out philosophical in 20 mm-hmm. years. Right now, in this present moment, what do you need?
And I love that, you know, we're talking about how it's not always the pretty stuff or mm-hmm. the, like, mm-hmm. the bubble baths. Like, mm-hmm. I've talked about this before with Ebony. I'm like, with me, it's like, I got to make my bed in the morning. Like, my bed. Like, I'm like, I cannot get in that bed if it's not made. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, sometimes I'm like, man, I got to get out, you know.
You better than me.
I have to.
My bed don't have to be made at all. That was a very individual self-care.
I think it's more comfortable when the blankets are thrown about.
Just shake it like this again.
But that's what I'm saying is, like, I don't particularly like to take those extra 5 minutes to make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but I know I feel better when I come in and I see that it's made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's my self-care. It's,
right.
It's not always pretty and it's not always fun to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I know I feel better, because mm-hmm. otherwise I'll have to make it before I get in it. Like.
And that's important. Your environment.
Yeah.
I think that is like number one when mm-hmm. it comes to self-care. Like, where do you spend most of your time?
Yeah.
So I spend a lot of time at my office. So mm-hmm. I've got pictures that I want to mm-hmm. see. I might have some meditation music on, or I might have some Cardi B on.
Yeah.
Depending on the day.
What I'm feeling. Right. You know, your environment is everything.
Yes.
And that's why I do like, and I know you guys talk a lot about it too, in terms of making sure you don't have those toxic relationships in mm-hmm. your environment, mm-hmm. you know, and just assessing your needs.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to protect your peace and your space.
Yeah, protect mm-hmm. your sacred space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why we got the crystal.
I was just about to say, I'm like, I walked in and I was like, yeah, this is self-care, being here right here in this space. How about that?
Y'all are exuding self-care.
Yeah.
So you wanted to talk about Connie, the podcast we did last week about postpartum depression.
So last week we had mm-hmm. Mama of Dos, who is a blogger here in town,
mm-hmm.
And she was sharing her story about having postpartum depression.
Okay.
After, you know, her first child and kind mm-hmm. of her own journey. And so I wanted to see if we could get you to talk, because you're also a doula.
Yes.
I'm telling you are like just Renaissance woman, right? And so if you could talk a little bit mm-hmm. about, from your perspective mm-hmm. as a doula, mm-hmm. What women need to know and their partners, right, about mm-hmm. what to know about their mental health after having a baby.
You know, you have the baby and everybody is so focused on the baby.
Mm.
The baby comes and it's like, ooh, there's the baby. You know, oh my God, I'm here to see the baby.
Yeah.
But that's when the hardest work starts for the mom.
Mm.
You know, and not just taking care of this new life,
mm-hmm. yes.
but also taking care of herself. And so I always, there's some checklists that I like to give my moms. Did you eat today?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
did you sleep today? Mm-hmm. You know, just normal things that you, did you do these things today? Mm-hmm. And most importantly, whatever you're feeling, don't be ashamed of those feelings.
Right.
Love it.
Because you might be feeling and thinking some things that you never thought you mm-hmm. felt or thought before. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you internalize that, and that's what really, you know, puts postpartum depression just on its journey yeah. of destruction. Mm-hmm. And it's not just you. Right? It's not just you. And I think it's important for women to be supported. And you said partners have got to know mm-hmm. about postpartum depression.
Right. Absolutely.
They need to understand what the signs are. They need to anticipate what this mother is going to need mm-hmm. as she is going through this transition into motherhood.
Yes. Right.
Whether it's the first or the second or the third time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and to really make sure that she's getting the support that she needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of shame comes with that.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, if you're not feeling connected to mm-hmm. your baby that day, mm-hmm. or if you don't feel like getting out of bed that day, mm-hmm. but you're supposed to be a mom. All and right. what does that look like? And what does that feel like? And the number one thing is, whatever you're feeling, whatever you're going through, don't be ashamed of that mm-hmm. and get the support you need. There's so many support groups and mm-hmm. resources mm-hmm. out there for moms who are going through postpartum. And even if it's not like you're going through this drastic, you know, change
right.
that some moms do go through and go through more often than not,
mm-hmm.
It's always good to have a support system around
right.
you.
Right.
Even
right.
if you're from being in a Facebook group, mm-hmm. you know, to learning how to do certain things that you may be interested in, from breastfeeding, which can be difficult mm-hmm. and frustrating because mm-hmm. sometimes it looks so easy
yeah.
and
right.
it's not always
right.
that easy. And right. that can also spark some different things, to just play dates, you
right.
know, to just being around other moms yeah. that are going through the same thing that you're going mm-hmm. through.
And
are
going to be honest yeah. about
yes,
their experiences.
And have authentic
yes.
conversations about because there are a lot of things about birth that people don't talk about.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They don't talk about, you know, to, you know, how it's not always as easy to breastfeed
right.
to mm-hmm. I might have to change my deodorant
because
right. my body has changed. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
To, you know, just
yeah.
just different things that you can talk about in a mm-hmm. sacred space
right.
where you don't feel like this is just me.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Well, and I love that you're saying to also include the partners, because I think it's also mm-hmm. the mother and what, you know, the partners are also going through, what the fathers are going through mm-hmm. also, because they can also experience challenges to their mental health. Like
yeah.
what it now means to be a parent as mm-hmm. well. And so
or what does support look like for their partner?
For their partners.
It's changing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And for them as a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Like
yeah.
for them as a couple, because, okay, so now, you know, we're not just
right.
a couple,
mm-hmm.
we're parents.
Family.
And yeah. what does that mean?
What right. does that mean? And mm-hmm. what does that look like for us?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always encourage my moms to take full advantage of all of the classes
mm-hmm.
and all of the resources before baby gets here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there are so many different resources out there. Offer classes at my studio.
Mm-hmm.
I partner with my doula sisters, and then there are different resources at Texas Children's that offer, you know, first day baby comes home. What does
yeah.
that look like?
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and then when you have little ones already at home,
right?
You know, that's a whole nother episode, you mm-hmm. know, like how do we deal with that and integrate them into the picture?
Mm-hmm.
But for moms specifically, postpartum, it needs to have just as much attention and care and support as being pregnant.
Absolutely.
You know,
oh, yeah, that's powerful.
We go through, you know, make sure you take your vitamins, make
right.
sure you're sleeping a certain way, make sure you're eating a certain way. Postpartum needs to have the same
mm.
amount of care, but it's longer.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to be monitoring that for 3 years.
Yeah.
At
this
least.
Is true. That's so
you know?
Powerful. That is very true. You know, it's kind of like, okay, baby's here.
Right.
There you
go.
Congratulations.
Like,
that sounds like the harder part.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. That's when you're like, okay, now you really mm-hmm. need that support.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Definitely.
So
I've had a lot of friends that have said that, like, they miss being pregnant because people were taking care of them.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as they had the baby, the care kind of went away.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it was like, okay, now you got to take care of this being, and nobody
right.
else is taking care of you at that point.
Right.
No mom should be alone postpartum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No mom should be alone.
Especially because, like you said, with that checklist, like, there, you know that you have to do this for this baby, but then you forget about yourself.
That's
and
right.
now you're giving all of this to this child.
Mm-hmm.
and you're not replenishing.
Yes.
Self-care.
Right.
Yeah.
And those checklists are so important to keep you in the groove of caring mm-hmm. for yourself, yes. even though you have this new very yes. important responsibility.
Right.
You know, because it's like, oh, I know I haven't eaten. I right. haven't showered. I haven't done any of that. Mm-hmm. It's like, no.
You got to.
You have to.
And it is difficult. It's difficult mm-hmm. to find that groove again.
Yeah. Right.
Because
yeah.
you're like, but when?
Yeah. When am I going to do that? But how am I going to do that?
But when do I shower?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
When they're sleeping, like, I want to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So that's, and I love that you are highlighting, take advantage of all the resources.
Yeah.
Be mm-hmm. informed about them. So.
Yeah. And get right. your circle together. Like, I love one of my friends, she was in Austin and she recently had a baby. And, you know, one of her sisters in Austin had a list. You know, everybody signed up, who's bringing yeah. food on this day, who's mm-hmm. going over this day, who's helping mm-hmm. watching the baby while she showers yeah. at this time of the day, you love know, it. Like all of that.
Really.
So if you know it. Anybody that's pregnant, she might not be thinking of mm-hmm. this stuff,
right?
But yeah. you, we as a village yeah, have to help our moms.
That village mm-hmm. mentality.
Absolutely.
Love that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah.
Ooh. Now I'm like, ooh, who do I know that's pregnant?
Right. Seriously. And it's fun too. It's exciting. Yeah. You know,
yeah. Yeah.
it is.
So tell us a little bit about the Woman's Earth mm-hmm. and what motivated this self-love retreat that happens this, every year now.
Oh, yes.
Amazing self-love retreat.
Tell them about the self-love retreat.
Well, I call the Woman's Earth the sacred self-love space for healing. Mm-hmm. And it started in my home studio and organically grew into offering mm-hmm. yoga, dance, fitness, spa services, and just being a space where women can come together and retreat, mm-hmm. right? And now it's a movement because we move the spaces now. So mm. now we might be in Galveston and yes. this year we'll be in Tobago and
yes.
you know, right now I'm here between sessions, yeah. you know? So wherever, mm. you know, I can contribute to curating a space mm. where women can get resources. The retreat was motivated by my own spiritual retreat when I went to Africa in 2013 and was initiated as a priestess mm-hmm. of Yemoja. And I'd never been on such a trip. Mm-hmm. You know, first of all, I was in Africa for the first time. Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of like, aww. You know, but the retreat was very much so sitting in silence, meditating, taking in all of the training, you know, from my EIs, constant prayer, mm. constant focus, very intentional, being surrounded by these women who were all about the business of getting me ready to be born again, mm. whatever that meant, you know, mm. Because it felt like being in a womb, mm. you know what I mean? And I was just like, when I came out of that, I was like, everybody in the world needs to experience this.
Mm.
Because how many times are you going to get to just yes. be just focus mm-hmm. on you mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. everybody around you is supporting you in doing
right.
that.
Right.
You know, and so I came out the gate like, I'm having a retreat. Mm-hmm. Year one, yes. we about to do this. Everybody deserves this. I still carry some of those rituals in terms of, I changed the way I started my day because mm-hmm. of that retreat. Mm-hmm. I changed the way that I think about myself because of that retreat, and I'm very focused when I have goals, and you talk about that a lot.
Man, but... this woman, when she is focused on a goal, I'm like, she'll tell us her goal, we're like, and I'm, well, maybe not everybody, but I'm always the one voicing it. I'm like, can we do that? And she's like, oh, we're gonna do that. We're gonna do that. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm like, she'll do that and then some.
Mm.
And I love that you have modeled that time and time again about the power mm-hmm. of having vision, setting your intention, and then going full force ahead. And you will have obstacles. I've witnessed obstacles.
Yes.
And you're like, keep it moving.
Yes.
Like this woman, like she just keeps it moving. Like mm-hmm. you just got to see it in action. And so, yes, go ahead.
No, but we all have that ability mm-hmm. and power, mm-hmm. you know, but we deserve to have that space and to retreat away. So, mm-hmm. so the motivation came from that. Year one, I thought I was going to do it. No. Because when you go on things like that, on retreats mm-hmm. like that, it brings up a lot of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was warned,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. these things are going to happen. I mean, there was a lot of, you know, just thinking forward, these things are going to happen, da, 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 da. and my God, they happen, mm-hmm. you know? So I have some healing to do, you know, before I can start facilitating healing for others. Not to say that I needed to be in this perfect state, because Lord knows I'm still growing.
Right.
Right.
Still.
Yes. And forever. Yes. Right. Yes. But I needed to be in a space where I could speak to getting on the other side of healing in this chapter in my life.
Right.
And so it took 4 years to get to that point. And so the retreat is about getting away, being in a sacred, safe space where you are focused on you.
Right.
And you're surrounded around women who are supporting you in that.
And I had the privilege of being there last year and co-facilitating. And it was, I've never been to something so powerful where it really was something you had to be there and experience, because just what you said, the intention of everybody just being there and willing to be there for themselves and support one another.
Yeah.
And it really was a transformative weekend on so many levels. And what I was moved by the most was just women just being kind to themselves and to one another.
Yeah.
Like there was 50 women sharing two houses, which were gorgeous, by the way. We're sharing bathrooms. Mm-hmm. We're sharing bedrooms. Some of them sharing space with sisters they didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And what I tell you, like, it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's what you're saying. It's like the vibe was set.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be here to care for ourselves and for one another. Yeah. And it really did happen. So this year, you're taking it where?
Tobago. Yeah. Going to go to Tobago, and we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to do it Tobago way.
And it sold out.
It's already sold out. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited about that.
In the early bird stages. Wow.
And that took support, you know, you and the sisters, you know, spreading the word and just being excited about it and talking about your experiences. And you know, I don't know what's going to come of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't know what was going to come of it last year. And it was just, it was amazing because it's part of our healing journey too.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, but just giving ourselves permission to love and connect. Because while we're using social media,
right,
it's very useful and it's awesome. However, there are some challenges because we disconnect,
right? Absolutely.
You know, right. And so just being able to connect and love with no limits, to just really say, I see you, I see you, and oh my gosh, you see me,
right?
And I love you for that,
right.
And just really having that authentic flow and touching and in sisterhood.
Yes.
You know, how many times do we get to do that on a daily basis?
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
We need you there, girl.
I know. Last year, I was like, I'm going to think about it this year. I was like, oh, I already got 2 trips planned. So next year, I have to plan ahead.
I gotta be there.
I need to plan ahead of time because I really want to go because I have heard amazing things from Elisa, from Danielle, how much, and seeing the videos and the pictures. Like, you go all out and it's really, really nice. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yay.
We really appreciate it. How do they keep in contact with you? How do they follow you?
Okay. And happy anniversary.
Yes. Anniversary is coming up next month.
Yes. We'll be 5 years.
5 years.
Yes.
June 9th.
Yes. So how can they get in touch with you?
Okay. Well, my social media channels are the same. The Woman's Earth. That's WOMAN'S Earth. The website is thewomansearth.com, and when you go to either one of those things, you'll see the phone number and my email, and I'd love to chat with you.
Yeah, you was a fun class. What was last week?
We
nerdy
had,
twerk. What was that? It's
our weekly twerk fusion class. That's taught by Stacey Hager. And her theme, she likes to do themes. And so the theme last week was nerds. And ladies came in their glasses, but they were still twerk.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was fun. But we have yoga, we have Afrobeats, twerk fusion, we do a monthly women's circle. And then we also do a lot of other activities as a tribe, and we'd love for you to join our membership.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's a group of amazing women who are just unapologetic about their self-love and self-care.
Yes.
So awesome. Follow, join,
and
support. Thank you guys for joining us. Oh, I did want to mention 2 podcasts from the Minority Mental Health Podcast thing wrong. What's the hashtag? I don't. 100%
yes.
No.
You I don't know. Okay. Have a surprise. All right.
But, yeah.
It's gonna be in the comments.
All right.
Okay. There we go.
There's a hashtag. Check it out. But I have listened to personally A Date with Darkness, mm-hmm. Which is a very interesting podcast about toxic relationships and narcissism. And it's a psychologist who has actually went through that and then has now moved her practice into focusing on toxic relationships and things like that. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then of course, Therapy for Black Girls is another huge podcast that's on the list. So those are two that y'all can check out along with Between Sessions, of course. So follow us across social media at Melanin and Mental Health, and check out Between Sessions on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher, all those places. If you are on the directory, yesterday was the last day to sign up for the free 3 months, but please continue to sign up. It's just $29 a month. So check it out. Join us. We have lots of things going on. We have lots of things going to happen for private for the membership.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of things planned for this month or next month. Next also month. Coming up. So yeah, you know, make it easy for clients to find you. They're looking for you. They're DMing us. Asking, do you know a therapist here, there, wherever? So sign up, make it easy for them to find you, and help us to change the face of therapy.
Yes, and support these ladies. Yes. This is some amazing work.
Thank you.
We have to normalize therapy as an option, just like getting a massage or getting your hair done.
Exactly.
You know, to have somebody to help you unpack and lay your burdens down while being a reflection and helping you narrate and understand your feelings. Everybody deserves those weights being lifted. Yes. So support Melanin and Mental Health.
Thank you
for what y'all are doing.
Of course. Bye. Thank you guys for watching.